It happened in the blink of an eye. It seems like only yesterday that Friday night wouldn't come soon enough. And regrettably, so would the dreaded Monday mornings. 5 days later, the cycle would repeat itself. Last month, I turned 65 years old and officially became a senior. This past week, I received my first old age security check. Not everyone lives to this ripe old age. We all know of friends that have passed away far too early. I have had my share of medical issues and addictions, but for the most part one have enjoyed a healthy and active lifestyle. I have been alcohol-free for nearly 4 years, but that's a truly fascinating story for another column. A senior citizen enjoys a lot of perks. I am privileged with a free pass into Moose Mountain Provincial Park and no longer need a fishing license. There are bargains galore if you watch for them and ask for them. Seniors Day at the bargain shop and many other retailers, discounts at many food outlets and restaurants. Hotel room discounts, lower rates for riding the bus or taking the train. Senior golf days and tournament days. I can now golf from the forward tees without shame. Many parks, museums and theaters offer discounted rates. Even the Hockey Hall of Fame has a reduced fee. There is a pension adjustment on your income tax. And an additional tax credit. There are several drugstore benefits. You can also receive a free pneumonia shot when you reach this golden age. Also on the plus side, I am really starting to enjoy attending live theater and other such events in the area. Slowing the pace has resulted in many more interesting conversations and interviews. I even enjoy watching the slower-paced sports of baseball and curling on television. I always try to dwell on the positives, but getting older does have its issues. In my working life, I enjoyed a short 20-minute after-dinner nap every working day. Now, a full-hour siesta is mandatory, even on weekends. I love watching hockey games, both live and on TV, but struggle mightily with regular standard time. The NHL games on the West Coast start at 9 p.m. for most of the season, and I just can't stay awake for the third period. In the summer, I love golfing, but mornings are preferred. I feel fresher, play better and feel better. Later day golf just doesn't appeal to me, and men's nights are virtually a thing of the past. I live in Carlisle and own a 75-foot by 120-foot lot. I still take care of my yard and plant a small garden. Maintaining a well-kept yard is great exercise but extremely tiring. As my friends can attest, I am a notoriously poor driver. I must mention my driving skills, or lack thereof. I don't like driving and I especially don't like driving at night or in the winter. Driving in Regina makes me antsy, and I can't leave that city quick enough. And, of course, I don't sleep like I used to. Like many of you, I must get up once or twice for a bathroom break. I often develop leg cramps that are excruciatingly painful. Yes, I am now 65 years old, but I have a lot to be thankful for. Many others my age or younger have worse problems than I do. And I am always thankful to wake up and remain living on the right side of the grass.